Saturday, March 9th. To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, pipe, lute, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. Daniel 3:4-5. A heart full of praise. The special place given to the orchestra in Daniel 3 is very noticeable, as much so as in large worldly religious gatherings at the present time. It excites the emotions, and thus working upon the feelings gives people a sense of devotion, which after all may be very unreal. In the Old Testament, musical instruments were used in the honored temple services, but there is certainly no warrant for it in the New Testament. People may call it worship to sit and listen to a trained choir and orchestra rendering sweet strains, but the music simply acts upon the sensuous part of our natures and has nothing to do with the adoration of the Father and the Son, which must be in spirit and in truth. Those who plead for its use because of its place in Old Testament times should remember that it was a typical dispensation. The instruments then used typified the melody now made in the heart of God's redeemed ones. A minister once remarked to me that many people attended his church to worship God in music, so he ought to have the best performers and the finest music that it was possible to obtain, as otherwise the people would not attend. In reality, they are only gratifying their own taste for melody and harmony, a taste God-given and proper enough in its place, but not to be confused with true worship. A heart filled with Christ gives forth the sweetest music that ever reaches the ear of God. Let us remember then that in the New Testament dispensation it is singing and chanting with your heart to the Lord, to which the Christian is exhorted, Ephesians 5:19. That is where the music is to be, in a heart full of praises to the God of all grace. May this be more and more our experience. H.A. Ironside.